Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For What It's Nerd. Today, we are discussing Kraven the Hunter, and I cannot tell you how disappointing this movie is. Not because I went in with any expectations, because I actually didn't, but it's even worse than you thought. It's even worse than you thought, right? Because, how do I put this? All of the other Sony films had some kind of redeeming quality, right? You have the Venom movies, they have Tom Hardy, they have, you know, a relatively interesting idea. Venom is a funny character, there's a lot of humor in it, right? Cool, brilliant, perfect, Venom. Morbius had meme potential, insane meme potential. The movie failed, meme potential. Madam Web, despite its flaws, was an interesting movie, and at least they tried something different, and at least they tried to put a female character at the head of a movie. And I think, you know, was it a bit fun? Yeah, I actually quite liked it, to be honest. So Madam Web, I enjoyed. Okay, Kraven, no humor to speak of, really. Very little in the way of plot that wasn't contrived in one way or another. And atop all that, if you took Kraven out of the movie, it would still be the same movie. So with that all in mind, let's get into it. First off, I think Aaron Taylor-Johnson, whilst not a bad actor by a long stretch, I don't think he's a bad actor at all. He wasn't right for the Kraven role, in my opinion, and this is just based purely on the fact he doesn't look anything like Kraven, and that doesn't necessarily mean much to begin with, usually, but if you're taking a character, if you want the character to be unfamiliar as visually, you have to have the character be visual, to be familiar physically, and whilst there was a lot of feline movement from, like from Kraven in this, it didn't feel Kraven, it just did not feel Kraven. Having read like Kraven's Last Hunt and having played like Spider-Man 2, Insomniac's Spider-Man 2, etc., and played a lot of games with Kraven and etc., he acts a very specific way. And if even if you haven't played maybe any of those games or watched any of those things, Kraven is an inspiration for a lot of other characters, like, for example, Draven from League of Legends. And if you look at him, again, there's a cocky kind of underhandedness to them as character, even though they espouse, like, well, not so much Draven, but Kraven espouses this kind of idea of honor and, like, about the hunt and, like, but, like, that was kind of very much removed from the film. In fact, I would argue that in this movie, and I think this would have been a better way of doing it personally, if you wanted to have a different kind of take on this, is I would have had Russell Crowe, his character, be Kraven. Because I feel like having Kraven be Russell Crowe's character and then having a sort of child of Kraven that goes against Kraven would have been a far more interesting concept. And I feel like Russell Crowe played what I was expecting Kraven to be from Aaron Taylor Johnson. Again, I didn't love any of the performances in the movie, really. I don't think they were. I don't think there's enough to say about them. The dynamics are small. They're ineffectual. In fact, a lot of it happens by happenstance, and you know, movies generally happen by happenstance. Everything that happens in a movie is preordained because they want that to be the way the plot goes. That's how movies work, right? So people can usually say, "Oh, what a coincidence!" But in this, it's very bad. It's like, "Oh, this thing is just like." It's not Sean. Let me just speak to my contacts and get information instantly. And there's like one scene about it. Let me, I'm going to find this woman who magically saved me years ago by just a card, and they find her. And it's like, okay, but like, you don't know how. So I've got like 1 second. My mustache is in the way. There we go. you guys saw that live on camera. Yeah. So I think, well, it's not live. Anyway, beyond the point, brain fog. Yeah, I think generally this, like, honestly, I went to a different cinema for this movie, and I have to say that if I didn't go to the cinema I did and had, like, I had a reclining seat, which is very, very nice experience, very different experience to where I usually go, which is, like, they're nice seats still, but they're pretty crammed in, so a lot more spacious in this cinema, and I have to say, if it wasn't for that, I think I'd be even more annoyed by this movie, but being able to relax a little bit more in this movie was actually the thing that kind of saved it for a little bit for me, because I was thinking, oh well, at least I can like lounge back and like I don't have to pay too much attention. I can just kind of like have a little bit of a, no, I didn't sleep, but like I thought about it at one point. I in fact thought about it, and I would never ever do this, and I actually didn't, I didn't like I kind of chastised myself as soon as I said it. I genuinely had a temptation to pull out my phone and check my phone. I have never had that in any movie I've ever watched. Never. Never. I was watching the time. I looked at my watch twice during the movie. And funnily enough, I went with other people who don't watch many comic book stuff and don't know much about comic books, and they liked it. Now, that's the weird thing, right? Sometimes these movies, they can be so devoid of Marvel stuff that they come around to being liked again by people who don't really care for Marvel stuff. So, great that they enjoyed it. Very glad that they enjoyed it. They said it was one of the movies that they've actually felt that they knew kind of, they got kind of more of the major concepts. And actually, I take umbrage with that, actually, because what I find is the issue is with this movie is that it doesn't feel comic book. It doesn't feel comic book at all. You've taken Craven out of the comics and thrown him into a James Bond story or a Mission Impossible story. You know, I was watching, there was a trailer for the new Mission Impossible as this was playing. And to be honest, I think Tom Cruise could have done this movie and called it a Mission Impossible as well. It wouldn't have been good necessarily, but yeah. I think it was kind of, it was so nondescript. I mean, even Rhino is a villain. I feel like how many times do we have to see Rhino fail on the big screen? How many times do we have to see that happen? You know, how many times do I have to see Rhino fail generally in media, to be honest? I think Rhino is one of those characters very much like Hulk. They're better in like kind of a scenario where you've got someone else to kind of pair them up with, right? Like Hulk, the reason Hulk has Rick Jones earlier on in the comics is because Rick Jones gives Hulk that humanity even when Hulk isn't Hulk, even when Bruce isn't. When Hulk is hulked out, Rick Jones gives him the humanity that Bruce would typically have, is what I'm trying to say. You need to have certain characters around those types. Like, for example, not saying that I don't love the Thing, but the Thing works better in the group because the Thing is meant to be the kind of rough and tough one that doesn't, who looks skin deep, even though he's, you know... So Rhino's the same, right, is what I'm trying to get to. Rhino is a character that typically works better in congruence with others. He works better on a Sinister Six team, or as like, for example, what really worked well was in Miles Morales, where you have Rhino as like kind of the first villain, the like small villain at the beginning of the film, and then you go from there. To be fair, even though it was a bad design, similar very good use in The Amazing Spider-Man, where he's fighting Rhino at the end, because it kind of gives that idea of like Rhino's one of those everyday villains. And I feel like what they kind of tried to do with Rhino in this was interesting, taking it from like a scientific, like a more intelligent guy's angle, and that he's the Rhino. I thought that was a little bit interesting. I think that kind of saved it a little bit, but then you didn't really do anything with him. Like, that's the thing with a lot of characters in this movie. Nothing happened. Nothing really went anywhere. The fact that, you know, Craven's brother turns into Chameleon, but it's at the end of the movie, almost like they're setting up a Craven 2, even though they know it's never going to happen. Like, you're making a cash grab with these characters. You know you are. Why are you setting stuff up as if it's going to have a franchise? The only one that worked was Venom, and that's because A, Tom Hardy, people love Tom Hardy, and B, it's Venom. Like, Venom is your second biggest character aside from Spider-Man, maybe even on par with Spider-Man. Like, none of these others are going to work, not in the same way. Like, and what's even worse, and I think this is the hilarity of it all, right, is that after this movie, it has come out and it has been said that the terms of the deal with between Sony and Marvel did not preclude a Spider-Man from being in any of these movies that they've done without a Spider-Man. So, what's that? Well, hello? You could have had basically what you could have done, and I think this would have been a very interesting way of doing it, is you could have brought back Toby, or you could have brought back Andrew, and you could have had them as the Spider-Man for these universes, but have them come in at kind of a crucial moment and kind of take down the villains a peg or two, or even have it be sort of the opposite of what I've just said with the Rhino, right? If at the beginning of the movie you see, well, maybe not even this movie, but in a Venom movie, you see Spider-Man fighting with Venom at the start, but then Venom's kind of trounced, and it's like, okay, but actually all this stuff's happening. And like Spidey's off dealing with another thing, and Venom has to deal with having his ass kicked and then moving on, right? Or like Kraven, right? Kraven gets to the end of the movie, he's victorious, and then you have like, you can just do it very simply. It doesn't have to be loads, but it just gives that little hint of like, there's a Spider-Man in this universe. It means something. you could have a Spidey fight or a even Spider-Man just in the background at the end of like the last scene, or you could have had it even like a team up movie. Like, you can't tell me that no one wanted a Venom and Spider-Man team up movie. People were begging for it and you didn't do it, and you could have. And I don't know why I will say this. Sony said it would confuse people. And I think the average film goer, yes, it would. I think a lot of your MCU, Marvel fans in general, I don't think it would have. Especially if you've got it being, you know, Andrew or Toby, they'd understand that it was those movies from way back then. And technically, it would still be canon to the MCU anyway, so it wouldn't really matter, right? But, like, I think it was right not to use Tom Holland. I will say that. But I think either bringing a new Spidey or kind of keeping Spidey in his suit and just having it be an extra, I think that could have been fine. I think it would have worked, and I think arguably the movies would have been better for it. Yes, there might have been some confusion, but with mainstream fans, they're confused anyway. I'm sorry they are. After the MCU, there's 30 movies now. I know people who are even in internet spheres who are not necessarily your average film goer, but like they're not like clued up on Marvel all the way. They'll still go, is this connected? And it's like, yeah, it is, but like this, or no, it isn't. So you're gonna have to explain to people anyway. So just why don't you just go for it? In my opinion, I think it was a big miss, and it's just fascinating to me that they went to such lengths to keep away from the thing that fundamentally makes all these characters interesting. Now, I don't love Spider-Man. I've said it numerous times before, but these villains are intriguing because of how much they hate Spider-Man, right? These villains are intriguing because they go after Spider-Man. Spider-Man is meant to be this friendly neighborhood guy, and he's got the most villains going after him. That is the intrigue. That is the fun. That is the hilarity of it. And that's just all washed away in all of these movies. Again, that's even critique of Madame Web and Venom, and which I don't mind. I don't mind those two. But I haven't even watched Morbius, by the way. So I instantly view Morbius. I could be wrong. I haven't watched it, so I will watch it at some point just to see. But I instantly view Morbius as a more successful movie than Kraven, because at least Morbius has meme potential. At least people still reference it. You know, for example, Morbius had such an impact that, like, he's getting mentioned in a lot of stuff now. He gets added to games a lot more. He gets a line, like Marvel Rivals just dropped. There's a line in about Morbius there. In they had him in the whatchamacallit. What's the other game that came out? Midnight Suns. They had him in that. And even in that game, there's a Morbin time reference. You know, he was added to Marvel Strike Force not long after the movie as well. So like. And then Kraven, I don't see anything coming. I don't see any cultural impact coming from this at all. Like, if you make a bad movie and it has some cultural impact, then at least you won in that sense, right? But this, and you know what? There's rumor that this is the last Marvel movie for Sony in the villain kind of category. And to be honest, I hope it's true. Now, it might not be, because, you know, we had that null end scene credits. But I really hope so, because you're just butchering characters at this point. You're just destroying them. Just leave it. Like, get your bank from making one movie every so often. I mean, you're clearly doing that with Spider-Verse anyway. Get your bank from that to keep your rights, if you really want to keep those rights. And just let Marvel do its thing. I'm not saying the MCU is the best thing since sliced bread. I love it. But I know there's issues. I know there's reasons why people don't love it. But, like, let's give it up, Sony. You can't make a Spider-Man movie. You can't. You made like even Amazing Spider-Man, people don't love them. And I like them, right? But basically the only movies that you've made that generally people agree are good is 1 and 2 of Tobey's Spider-Man. Everyone else will complain about 3 and the two Andrew films. I feel like Andrew is better received now because of the kind of distance that we have from those movies, but people didn't love them. They don't love them for certain reasons, especially 2. I think 2 was a lot less good than 1. But what I'm trying to say is that you've constantly had a bad track record with this. Just give it up. Just give it up. There's no point. Spider-Verse is good. Stick to that. Do more of that. Do something else. Stick to your games. Spider-Man games. You do okay at those. They're pretty good. You've done 3 of them. They're all good. Keep to that. Stay over there. In my opinion, you know, even the worst Spider-Man movie from the MCU, made by, again, by Sony, technically, even though the plot is a Marvel plot. It even the worst one of those is better than this. I hate Homecoming. I hate Homecoming. Homecoming's my least favorite, by the way, just so everyone knows. It's literally the trilogy in order. Least favorite, middle favorite, best favorite. No Way Home is the best one. Far From Home, better than Homecoming. Homecoming's ass. I hate it. I hate it for so many reasons. It's just boring. It's dull. It's dull. Still better than all your Sony villain films. Stop. I'm done. I'm so done. And in fact, I'm done with the video. Craven was bad is the takeaway, right? Nothing, just don't bother. I felt like a waste of time, and I like Marvel. If you don't like Marvel, or you tangentially might like Marvel, you're going to feel like it's even more of a waste of time. So there you go. Anyway, guys, thank you for watching / listening, as always, and I will speak to you all soon. Next week, we will be talking about Mufasa and Sonic 3. I'm going to be doing a double watch so that we can discuss those on next Sunday. And that won't be the last episode of the year either. We have more stuff to come. I'll be doing basically For What It's Nerd right up to the end of the year this time. Keep that in mind, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye, guys.